Texans Today time is now. Drew Doherty, Nick Scherfield. Let's go through four downs. We start on first down with a really good article you wrote about Arian Foster's interview with Patty Smith of Fox Sports Southwest. Despite leading the NFL in touchdowns scored, he said 2012 wasn't up to his standards.
Yeah, he said it wasn't his best season. He said he wasn't happy with it, and quite frankly seemed pretty disappointed with it, and said that's going to change this year. He didn't think he was at his best. He's been training really hard this offseason, been pretty much off the radar this offseason. He got off Twitter as of March, a very prolific tweeter otherwise, and he said he's just been relaxing. He hasn't been traveling very much at all. He's just been in Houston training with his brother Abdul. They have very strenuous workouts every offseason. This offseason, Arian said he's brought it to maybe the highest level he ever has, and he's refocused and rededicated, he said, to being even better than he was. And last season, he's hard on himself, but 1,400-plus yards, 17 touchdowns, not a bad season. A lot of guys would be happy with that.
Yeah, you improve upon that, you're doing something great. Hey, on second down, let's talk about T.J. Yates, the backup quarterback. We huddled with him yesterday, along with Mark Vandermeer, on Texans All Access. He has continued to grow in his mind, and he's getting a good look at things. Year number three now as a Texan, hard to believe, isn't it? But T.J. Yates continuing to see things and develop as a quarterback.
Yeah, he's reached a new comfort level in the offense, and he talked about that with us on All Access on Sports Radio 610. And he said that really, you know, he doesn't have to think about things nearly as much anymore. And a very interesting offseason for him, because you look at where he was after his 2011 rookie season. He had just started in the playoffs, you know, gotten those games at the end of the year, led the Texans to the division title. This last year, he barely played at all as a backup to Matt Schaub, who was healthy for the whole year. Now, big offseason for him to really keep a hold of that backup spot to Matt Schaub, because he'll have some competition from Case Keenum, Stephen McGee, maybe Colin Klein. But he's feeling very comfortable, and I think you're going to see him have a very good offseason here in the spring practices.
All right, on third down, you know who T.J. Yates' favorite target was last year in practice?
Tight end
Philip Supernon. We talked with him on the show as well. He's been playing, or played last year, with a bum foot, had a broken navicular bone. Now it's healed, and he's ready to go.
He's ready to go. He's been ready to go since the middle part of the offseason, he said, and he'll be one to watch, because the Texans were very thin at tight end last season with Owen Daniels and Garrett Graham, and then James Casey, who played fullback and tight end, he's gone to the Philadelphia Eagles. They're more than likely going to keep at least three tight ends this year. There's room for another guy. They drafted Ryan Griffin in the third round from UConn, but Philip Supernon, a guy very physical. TJ said he loves throwing to him, runs good routes, physical guy, good hands, and he's a local guy from Katie Taylor High School as
the
well.
Mustangs.
And he said he grew up a diehard Texas fan, so fun to watch from that angle. But he's one to keep an eye on, I think, as the offseason workouts and practices go on.
On fourth down, we make it fourth and short, because rookie minicamp is Friday. The rookies come to town on Thursday. You and I will be out there this weekend. We can't wait.
It's going to be exciting. You're going to see a lot of new faces in the building here at Alliance Stadium. We're going to have to maybe carry around a pen and a pad and take notes on who's who, because a lot of new faces are going to have around 50 guys between the draft picks, the undrafted free agents, and then the tryout players. And, of course, there's seven young guys on the team who are going to be able to practice. But a lot of new faces on the field. Fun for the coaching staff to see them. Fun for us to be covering them and reporting on everything that's going on.
No doubt. All right, that's the video portion of Texans Today. If you listen to the podcast, we answer your questions. Hashtag Texans Today on Twitter. You ask a question, Nick and I answer it. Thanks so much.